Chapter 3, Where the Real Road Lies, Between Your Ears, Behind Your Eyes. Summary. CPS, your home life is terrible. Spoiler. I mean, my dad's a supervillain, so yes. CPS, how would you feel about having a morally gray crime lord and an overly cheerful vigilante share emergency custody? Spoiler. Not great, TBH. Warning for Chapter 3. Brief reference to physical abuse / domestic violence. Theo meets Robin at 7:34 a.m. on a Tuesday, which is how Theo knows the universe hates him. His coffee hasn't even had time to kick in yet. "You're early," Robin says. Like, Theo is the one who's somewhere he's not supposed to be. This is Theo's desk at Theo's work. "I have a court hearing at 8:30, Theo says, still standing awkwardly behind Nadia's chair. "And I left my files here by accident last night. Sorry, what are you doing here? How did you even get in? The door was locked." "Samish let me in." "Samish!" Samish leans around the little half wall that separates his and Safiya's desk clump from Theo and Nadia's. "He was very polite."
Fine,
Theo says, because he does not have time to argue. He needs to get his files and get across town, and he needs to not be a sweaty mess when he gets there because Judge Harson already looks at Theo and his ambiguous ethnic group markers with suspicion. "Did Nightwing give you my card? And can we walk while we do this? Is that okay? Or we could schedule an appointment for later if you'd rather this be confidential." "Walking is good," Robin says. He steps out of the way so Theo can grab the Balkis folder from his desk, then follows Theo to the exit. "It's not about me. I thank you for the offer, but I'm okay. I wanted to talk to you about a friend." "A friend," Theo says. "Sure, a friend." "No, really." Robin opens the door for Theo. Very polite indeed. "This is not me trying to smokescreen you about myself. There's a girl I've run into a few times on patrol who's in a crappy home situation. I've tried to talk to her about getting help, but she won't listen to me." If she won't listen to Robin, she's probably not going to listen to some random CPS worker she doesn't know, Theo says, taking a left on Donahue to swing by that food truck that sells iced coffee. Mid-July in Gotham is oppressively humid, and if this impromptu visit is any indication of how Theo's day is going to go, the double dose of caffeine will be vital to his survival. "I'd be happy to talk to her, but don't get your hopes up for a miracle. Unless she's in active danger. Something I could prove to a judge, get permission to pull her from the home for her own safety." "Not physical danger," Robin says darkly. "Her dad only hurts her mom like that, apparently." Theo grimaces. Not an uncommon story in Gotham, unfortunately. And adult-on-adult violence is out of Theo's official jurisdiction. "Not sure there's much I can do in the short term, then. But if you can get her to agree to talk to me, I'll do my best." Robin sighs. It's probably Theo's imagination, but his cape seems to droop. "Does that thing come off?" Robin looks over at Theo, confused. "What?" "The cape." "You were asking if my cape comes off? Is this a metaphor?" "No, kinda," Theo says, reconsidering. "But I mostly meant that your cape is black on the outside, and it's going to be a billion degrees today. That thing's got to trap heat like no one's business. It does, Robin says carefully. And it probably has, I don't know, a quick release catch or something. Bad guys grab you by it all the time. I've seen footage of your fights. It'd be a safety issue if you couldn't detach it. So, cape? Off? Robin reaches up to his collar, does something quick with his fingers, and reaches around to catch the cape when it starts to slither to the ground. He drapes the fabric neatly over his arm. Happy? Thrilled beyond belief, Theo says. You should have an all-yellow version, for summer days. I'm not usually a daytime bird, Robin says, sounding amused. But I'll take it under advisement. You've put a lot of thought into this. Theo thinks about slides 7 through 9 of the PowerPoint. He will show Batman if Nightwing ever sets up that meeting. You have no idea. Coffee? Hmm? From the truck, Theo says, jerking his thumb at the bright green food truck. My treat. Although, you're probably headed to bed soon, huh, Mr. Daytime Bird? I've got to get to work, actually, Robin says, checking some sort of gizmo on his arm that presumably tells the time. In addition to, judging by sheer size, having enough computing power to commandeer a satellite. My supervisor will be away from the office this morning, but I don't want him to think I'm slacking. To work. Theo says slowly. 2 iced coffees, Molly. Thanks. Robin isn't your job? Robin's more of a volunteer thing. A calling, if you want to be poetic about it. So he's not paying you. Who? Batman? Why would Batman be paying me? Theo takes a minute to breathe, which he personally feels is very mature of him. Thanks, Molly. He shoves a coffee into Robin's hands and keeps walking. Because you're doing a job? A very dangerous job? Not that only dangerous jobs should be compensated. All work should be. Okay, getting off topic. You should be getting paid. And there should be hazard pay with levels. Do you want me to make you a scale? I'm going to make you a scale. One side of Robin's mouth twists up into a smile. It crinkles his domino mask. Somehow, I doubt that conversation would go over well with the big guy. Workers have more power than they think, Theo says, plan coming together in his head. You know other sidekicks, right? Or partners? What do you guys prefer to be called? Junior partners? Us guys? Robin repeats. Non-gender specific. Superboy, Cyborg, Wonder Girl, Beast Boy. Aren't you all on a team? Not the team. We're the outsiders. Very punk. Very original. Sure, whatever, Theo says. There are a lot of you, is what matters. And you're all public figures, and the safety of the planet relies on you sometimes. That gives you a lot of leverage. I'm sorry, Robin says. Are you trying to talk me into unionizing the sidekicks? Theo takes a long sip of coffee. Yes? Is it working? Robin bursts out laughing. Red Hood's gonna lose his shit when I tell him about this. Why am I not surprised you know Red Hood? Theo sighs. And it's not like he'll find it novel. I helped his people unionize last month. Robin splutters coffee into his cape. You what? Collective bargaining benefits both the... Stop laughing, Robin. This is serious. I would have prepared differently if you'd told me that your friend is a superhero, Theo says. In my defense, Robin says, I did not know she was planning on showing up like this. In fact, I'm pretty sure I specifically asked her to come without a mask. Screw you. Spoiler says, my secret identity, my choice. That is a valid point, Theo says. Robin, can you give us some privacy? I'll be 2 rooftops away, Robin says, which Theo inwardly thinks is possibly very romantic, albeit niche, and throws himself off the side of the building. Theo manages to stop himself from shouting an alarm, only because he's been getting some practice with this lately. But seeing a 15-year-old fly through the air, only by the grace of a bit of wire and good aim, will never be easy. Hazard pay. Theo sets his jaw. Mask or no, Spoiler's a kid who needs help, and she's here. She agreed to meet. It's further than Theo gets with a lot of kids, and Theo is well acquainted with using a foot in the door to kick the whole fucking thing down if he needs to. I'm Theo, he starts. I'm not sure how much you know about me, but I...
Save it,
Spoiler interrupts. Robin said that he and Spoiler are the same age, but Spoiler comes across as younger. Probably the homemade quality of her costume. Theo makes a couple mental notes about body armor. Theo himself has no idea where you'd get that stuff, but Hood can probably help. Could also be subconscious sexism. Theo makes a note of that, too, to be examined at a later date.
Robin vouched for you, but I only agreed to talk to you because he wouldn't leave me alone about it. I have everything under control.
I'm sure you do, but you don't have to, Theo says. Kids aren't supposed to have things under control.
This is Gotham.
You're still a kid, regardless of the city.
And you're gonna magically make my problems go away?
No, Theo says. He takes a seat on the rooftop, well away from the edge, and gets to work massaging the cramp out of his calf. He climbed 12 flights of stairs to get up here. He needs to start working out. It won't be magical or fast or easy. It won't be perfect, but it could be better, maybe, and I'd like to help if I can.
You can't go up against him, Spoiler says. Her mask only covers the bottom half of her face, unlike a normal domino.
So Theo has a clear view of her eyes and the resignation in them.
He's a bad guy.
What sort of bad guy? Theo asks. His 2-month anniversary with Red Hood's lieutenant is coming up soon, so it's not like Theo's really got an absolute moral leg to stand on.
He got out of jail a few months ago.
That would give Theo a starting point if he wanted to find out her identity. Between inmate release records and Spoiler's accent, she's got to be from close to Theo's own neighborhood, with those vowels. He could narrow it down, at least. But on top of the fact that he'd never betray her trust like that, it'd also piss Robin off. And a pissed off Robin would lead to a pissed off Nightwing, which would in turn lead to a pissed off Red Hood. None of these are problems Theo needs in his life.
This crowd creates enough problems for Theo when they're happy with him.
There is a specialized form for prospective foster parents now, and one of the fields on that form is a yes-no checkbox that reads, Red Hood approved? Contact Theo Vitalis. Theo despairs of his life choices on, like, the daily.
That doesn't necessarily mean don't, Spoiler says.
I'm as white as they come, and my dad's the same. This is not an example of the justice system disproportionately punishing a person of color, and it's not like he got caught with weed or something. He's a bad person, and if he was better at being a bad guy, maybe someone like Batman would give a shit. But lucky me, I've got an incompetent asshole for a father, and no one cares if all he does is make my mom's life miserable.
I care, Theo says mildly.
That lot of good one guy can do.
Maybe, Theo allows. Or maybe not. Not sure you'll know if you don't let me try.
Spoiler huffs out of breath.
Robin didn't say you were all calm and reasonable and shit. He made it seem like you were a bit of a hothead. No offense.
Theo frowns. Robin barely knows me. I met him for the first time 2 days ago.
Well, he's a bit of a stalker, Spoiler says, just a little too fast.
Wouldn't be surprised if he's been watching you. He likes to take pictures.
Cool, Theo says faintly. He didn't need to sleep tonight.
Or, like, ever.
So, What do you think? Want to give me a chance? Spoiler tugs on a lock of her hair. I'm starting to realize that Robin wanted me to come here as a civilian because you're going to help my civilian ID, not spoiler me. So if I say yes, you're going to know who I am. I, Theo says, am very good at compartmentalization. Theo meets Robin at 7:34 a.m. on a Tuesday. He meets Spoiler at 10:02 p.m. on a Thursday. At 11:45 a.m. the following Monday, he meets Stephanie Brown. "You leave my mom out of it," Stephanie says when Theo gets back from a home visit in the Bowery. She's sitting in Theo's chair, heels kicked up on his desk, and has apparently been passing the time waiting for Theo to return by making a Microsoft Paint masterpiece of Batman getting pooped on by flying man-bats on Theo's work computer. "How did you even log in?" Theo asks. "Tim helped her," Nadia supplies. "Oh, you've met Tim," Theo says. "That's nice." "Sure, I met Tim just now, yep," Stephanie says. "Anyway, my mom, leave her out of it. She's doing her best." "And we can help her best become better than keeping you in an unsafe environment," Theo says. "I'm glad you're here, Stephanie."
"Call me Steph," she says.
"Where do we start?"
"We start with a backup plan," Theo says, knocking Steph's boots off his desk and dropping his work bag in their place. "So that you're not left alone with your dad, just in case your mom ever isn't available. How would you feel about having a morally gray crime lord and an overly cheerful vigilante share emergency custody, depending on who's in town?"
"I would feel very weird about it."
"Good," Theo says, bringing up the paperwork. "There may be hope for you yet."
Convincing Red Hood and Nightwing to sign the paperwork for Steph is so easy that Theo almost forgets not to think about it too hard.
"Yeah, my guy can work with this," Hood says, taking the sketch of Spoiler's upgraded costume that Theo, Robin, and Spoiler collaborated on and looking it over. "What does she need in terms of weaponry?"
"No guns," Theo says immediately.
"Okay, Batman," Hood retorts.
"She's 15.
"And works mostly by herself in a shitty part of town," Hood says. "If she wants a gun, I'm giving her a gun."
"If you're going to be her legal guardian, I can't let you."
"Speaking of legal guardians," Hood says, "remind me why I can't just kill her shit-stained dad and be done with it."
"Not everyone considers murder a love language," Max says. "I offered to kill someone for Theo, and he got really upset about it."
"Saying that I occasionally want to kill my boss and you offering to kill my boss are not the same thing, Max."
"See?"
Max says mournfully to Hood. "He just doesn't get me sometimes."
"Hey,"
Steph says, jogging over from where Nightwing's been teaching her and Robin some tag team flip thing.
"Nightwing's cooler. Can he be my primary guardian?"
"What the fuck?" Hood says. "I am very cool. Nightwing will definitely not let you have a gun."
"Why would I want a gun?"
Steph says, sounding honestly baffled. "You are not getting a gun," Theo says loudly.
"Losing battle, love,"
Max says fondly. "Allow me to demonstrate," Hood says, and takes over for Nightwing in the role of lessons master. Nightwing bounds up to Theo and Max with a wide grin. "All good?"
"I need a divorce lawyer," Theo responds.
"Babe," Max says, "we're not even married yet. I promise not to offer to kill anyone else."
"Not for us," Theo says, and then short circuits.
"Wait, yet?"
"You don't know any lawyers in Gotham?" Nightwing asks.
I do," Theo says, forcibly dragging his brain back online. "But Steph's dad, low level as he is, has connections.
I need an outside resource for her mom, now that I've convinced her to consider divorce. Anyone in Bloodhaven you trust? Nightwing chews on his lip. Not really, but I did spend some time in New York before I settled in Blood. There's a pair of lawyers there who do good work. Divorce proceedings aren't their typical style, but they owe me a favor. I don't think Steph's mom can pay much, Theo warns. Eh, that's okay. They mostly do pro bono stuff anyway, Nightwing says. He grabs his phone from the table in this bare-bones safe house and scrolls for a second. And then Theo's phone pings in his pocket. There you go. That's the number for their office. Tell them Nightwing sent you and ask for Matt Murdock.